and welcome everyone in to the Sales Yak Podcast, a show where we seek to show you whether sales is right for you by exposing you to the wide variety of sales environments that are out there today. Whether you're getting into sales, considering sales, or in sales already and wondering if it's the right career path, listen in as we discover different aspects of different sales roles and help you decide whether you should stay in it for the long term. Don't forget to check out our sister show, the Career Yak Podcast, where we have interviews with different entrepreneurs and professionals from different industry, including sales-related content. And if you like what you hear today and value what you hear, consider supporting the show. Link will be in the show notes as well. All right, everyone. So on today's podcast, I want to answer the question, what is an AE or an account executive? That's what AE stands for typically. So that is the title that I currently have in my current role. You'll hear this title a lot in the tech sales environment. I currently sell construction accounting software, so we help contractors track all their job costs, see if they're profitable, you know, different aspects of their projects and business to track everything from an accounting standpoint. With that being said, what is an AE? That's the question we're here to answer today. So an account executive is responsible for obviously selling business, closing deals, things of that nature, but really they are the quarterback of an opportunity. So if you get an opportunity, you have a prospect that's interested, you have a lead that's actually legitimate, and they're interested in looking at what you have to sell and what you can solve for them, then it's, as an AE, your job is to set the meetings, to make sure the deal is moving forward, to see if there's any internal resources on your end you need to bring in, to see who on their team needs to be brought in order for them to make a decision. Obviously, it's your deal, your opportunity, and your responsibility to sell what you're showing them. And also your responsibility, if it's not a good opportunity, to disqualify it and not waste each other's time. So within the sales world, there can be different cycle times or deal durations, whatever you want to call it. And usually what I sell, we see about 60 days more or less given the category I am selling. Within an account executive's role, there could be a couple different variations. You can hear the term new logo. That means you're selling new business to prospects that are not yet customers of your company. That is what I do. I sell to new customers that have not yet come on board and utilized our software. You can also, a lot of companies will separate out a new logo or new sales teams from customer sales teams. So customer reps, customer account executives, they would handle existing customers. If they need more of a certain product that you're selling, or if it's software, more licenses, then that's where the customer sales team would come in and say, hey, we can help you out. You're already a customer, but you need this, this, and this to add on to what you already have. That's where the customer team comes in. You may also hear the term SMB or mid-market or enterprise. Certain companies may have different ranges to categorize these terms. Mid-market, that's currently what I sell, usually is more in between your small companies and your very large, quote-unquote, enterprise companies. Mid-market, in my case, typically we see companies with a revenue of 10 to 50 million is where our kind of sweet spot of what I sell in the mid-market is. And then in my current role, anything above and beyond 50 million. So if a company has a gross annual revenue, or GAR, you'll hear sometimes, GAR stands for gross annual revenue, over 50 million. Currently in my role, that would be what we call an enterprise account. So an enterprise account would be the largest customers typically. So those are typically longer sales cycles and more complex, sometimes a lot more decision makers, things like that. So my current role, just to go back to the beginning, I'm an account executive in the mid-market selling new logo deals. And I know that's kind of a lot of jargon. And again, you want to learn the jargon and the nomenclature and the verbiage of the industry and the role that you want to get into if you're looking at applying or looking for a change for a new career or new sales role. So again, mid-market, new logo, account executive. That's what I do. I sell to $10 to $50 million companies, and I sell new business. That's what that means. So again, account executive, you're the quarterback of the deal. You'll have a quota. You will be incentivized and paid commission to sell. And based on revenue, typically, they will give you a percentage of what you sell. And your quota is what they expect and want you to sell for the year. And they'll typically break that down into a quarterly quota and or a monthly quota, things like that. Sometimes there may be incentives on a quarterly or yearly basis if you go above and beyond your quota. And if you do that, they may incentivize you and give you a higher percentage, things like that. So anyway, hopefully that helps give you a quick overview of what an account executive is. Again, quarterback of the deal, and it's on you to sell the business. Thanks again for listening, and again, if you like what you hear and value this content, consider supporting the show. Link will be in the show notes. Don't forget to check out our other podcast, the Career Yak Podcast. Link will be in the show notes, or search Career Yak wherever you listen to podcasts.